Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yakira. How can I help you?
This is Paul Gidinski.
I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Can you repeat what you just said?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excuse me. One sec, please.
Okay.
Hear me?
I can hear you.
Ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Paul Dibinski.
I'm not sure what exactly ordered, sir. May I have your zip code so I can check to see what's going on?
Yeah, 15217.
Give me one moment, sir. May I have your first and last name?
Okay, Paul Dibinski. P-A-U-L, my first name, Paul. And second name is D like David, E like Ellen, D like David, I like India, M like Nancy, S like Sarah, K like Kevin, Y like Year.
Give me one moment, sir. Is that account affiliated with this number that you call from?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm calling. Not the same phone.
Give me one moment, sir. And you said your first name was, what was your first name again?
D like David. E like Ellen. D like David. I like India, M like Nancy, S like Sarah, K like Kevin, and Y like Mir.
And your first name is?
P-A-U-L, Paul.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Paul. May you verify your address for me for security purposes?
Yes, 1019 Welfare Street, Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania 15217.
Is the first numbers is 1019?
1019, yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, Mr. Paul, as my system loads up, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Your call is important. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative.
Okay, Mr. Paul, I do have an account pulled up with you. So I do see that on November 26th, you enter a sweepstakes to win a cookware set. Do you recall that, where you had to pay $6.95?
No. Yes.
You do recall that transaction?
Second transaction was November 29th, $60.49.
Yes.
I paid twice for the same product that I did not get.
Okay, sir. So that was an entry contest to win a cookware set. You also, and that was a welcoming gift for joining IFAC Direct Savings Club. Every month you are charged. You do receive a $125 gift card voucher to use as a part of our online gadget store. You are charged until you cancel out of the membership. You have within 48 hours to cancel out before you were charged.
Okay.
And I do see that you were charged at $68.89. I can get you canceled out today so that you will not be charged any longer, anymore, okay?
Ma'am, I need you send me back $68.49.
Okay.
I cancel my account because I did not want account. And you do it without my knowledge. What your offer was, if I will answer several questions you ask me, you will send me product only for $8.49. I did not pay that money to enroll to your program. I paid it for product what was in your offer. And after that, you charged me second time for $68.49. I don't understand why you charged me twice for the same product that I did not get.
Okay, sir. So you, I only see that you are only charged for $68.89 and $6.95. Those are only the only two charges that I see you were charged for. The first charge of $6.95 was for the entry to win that cookware set. You was charged at full price for that for that voucher to use until you was canceled. I can't give you a 35. Yes, sir.
Your offer was not tell me that I should pay some money to enroll to this offer. There was not any sign. Sign was answer our questions, and if you do it, you will get product for only $6.95. It was your offer. I paid and I waited my product. But you charged me second time $68.89. You charged me twice for the same product. It's not fair. It's fraud.
Okay, sir. So you were canceled out. I can refund you a 35% refund as a customer courtesy, which will
no.
be possible.
Why 50%? Why?
35 because.
Why should I pay half price for product you did not send me?
Because, sir, that was a contest entry. You had within 48 hours to cancel out before you were charged for price for it.
In your offer was not any sign that I should pay for membership and I should cancel everything in 48 hours. It was only answer to our question. If you do it, you will get product for $6.95. It was your offer. I did it. You did not send me product and sent me only charge for $68.89.
Okay, sir. The most I can do for you is give you a 50% refund back.
No, you should give me all the time, not 50%. I don't want pay half price for product you did not send me. It's unfair. It's fraud.
I'm sorry that you think it's fraud. It is not fraud, sir. It is listed in terms of condition, and you agree to these terms and conditions when you put in your card and sign to the agreement. That is the most that I can do for you, is give you a 50% refund.
Yeah. Give me your supervisor, please. I will talk to him or to him.
Sir, we all go by the same protocols. It will be said to the same as to the same thing that I told you.
Ma'am, it's your protocol, but it's fraud. It could not be. In my case, would you please be a supervisor?
Sir, it would be the same thing, the same protocols.
It's okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Good. It will be the same protocol, but I need to talk to your supervisor.
Okay,
What's the problem?
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
Thank you.
I'm still here, Mr. David. Just give me one moment, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me just get everything processed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Paul, I do have everything updated. I do have your information being transferred over. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yes, I need to talk to your supervisor.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, give me one moment. You are being transferred over, okay?
Yes.
Okay, you have a good one.